Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've invited back some very special guests. I've invited Cornell and Vivian to come back onto the show, and the reason I've invited them back, first of all, you need to get more information from them, because when we had our interview last October, I just barely scratched the surface on their investing strategy and their investing philosophy. And the reason why I think it's so important for us to get into the details today with them is that you need to understand that at one point in their life, they were doing everything correctly in accordance with what they were taught. Now, there was an event that occurred. Cornell had retired. He retired from a major automotive company, and he was living with Vivian up in Detroit, Michigan. Now, they had invested in an 8-unit apartment community, and they had figured all this real estate investing stuff out, but something was missing. It just didn't feel right to them. And they stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited, just like you just did. And you know what? They listened to what we had to say, and they realized that maybe there was a better approach to doing things than what they were doing. So they joined Lifestyles Unlimited, became members. They went from 8 units to 649 units, not overnight, but at a fairly rapid pace that made sense for their investing strategy. So what's the end result? Well, the end result is this. They are living the lifestyle that they have always wanted to live. More importantly, they have enough passive income coming in that it not only meets their needs for their lives, but there's a lot of extra money available, and they use that money to help a whole lot of people. It's got to be a really good feeling, isn't it, Cornell and Vivian?
Yes, Al, thank you. Yes, it is. It's been a great journey, and I'm sure we'll get into that. But it's been great. We really have. If you had asked us, 10, 15 years ago where we would be, we probably wouldn't been close to scratching the surface of where we are now.
You think you still would have been back around 8 units, maybe 16 by now?
Yeah, probably maybe 20 if we did things better. But yeah,
if you really pushed that envelope, right?
Right.
Well, one of the reasons we brought you back, I just love you guys as people. I love what you have created in your lives. And I love the fact that you were doing something very similar to me. Now, you weren't serving the military. I get all of that. But you were dedicated. You were focused on the end stated goal in life. And Cornell, you got it, man. You got that retirement, right?
That is correct. I mean, you don't see that too much anymore. But I was at Ford Motor Company for 30 years. 30 years. And as you say, it was a good life, and I'll tell you a little secret, because once we left Michigan, we had done well. We had bought, ourselves what we thought was our dream house. And, of course, leaving Michigan, coming to Texas, you know what we said? We said, well, we're selling this house. Yeah, unfortunately, we'll never own another house like this.
Oh, man, that's kind of depressing.
It really is, but we actually said that.
Yes, we did.
Now, you ask Vivian what kind of house she has now.
Okay, Vivian, what kind of house do you have now? See, I did that on cue, too, didn't I?
Okay, I'm an interior designer, so I have my real dream home now. So I was able to build it from the ground up and put whatever I wanted. I didn't look at any prices. I didn't look at cost. I just said, this is what I want, put it in. And so I never thought, after we left Michigan, he retired, we were pretty much kind of winding down. Our kids were, you know, getting older, and we thought, okay, well, this is it. We're going into the retiree mode. We're going to have to downsize. And we did downsize for a little while, but then as our portfolio grew and we got more involved in lifestyles, it provided us with a vision that we never thought we could achieve.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, how this all came about. Give me some of that background as to why getting involved with Lifestyles Unlimited made the most sense to you guys.
Well, we knew, okay, so we had done real estate, right, in our own way. And we knew real estate was a great investment, okay, especially for retirement. So we were looking for something to put our retirement money into when we came to Texas. So we knew we were going to do real estate. We didn't know what it was going to look like. We kind of thought, well, maybe we'll buy a little 8-unit, 10-unit, whatever, and live off of that the rest of our life. And that's where we were at. But then we came across Lifestyles on the radio, and that just blew our whole theory right out the water and opened our eyes up to something we never thought we could achieve. So
now, Cornell, were you in like full-blown retirement mode when all this was going on?
Well, actually, I was. I mean, as she said, you know, once we relocated and we did downsize, we were in like, I think, about a 4,400 square foot home. And when we moved to Texas, we downsized to like a 25-foot home. And I was actually really, really retired, like sitting on the couch for about 6 months. And that's when Vivian was actually listening to the radio and heard about Lifestyle. And once she heard about it, and we actually, you know, went to the meeting, we knew that was exactly what we were looking for.
So the attention was grabbed. All of a sudden, you saw an opportunity. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you about this opportunity and how they took massive advantage of it. Stick around.
Dale Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online pre-workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, you're not just joining me. You're joining me and Cornell and Vivian. Yeah, because we're talking about real estate today. Now, Cornell and Vivian have been members of Lifestyles Unlimited since way back in 2008. Yeah, that's about the time frame when, based on the life that they were leading, given the guidance and information that society and everybody else was telling them to do. You know, work really hard in an industry, get a paycheck, hopefully put money aside, maybe get some kind of retirement. And, you know, after 30 years of working really hard, we'll let you exit the industry. We might even give you a piece of paper with your name on it. And maybe maybe we'll set you up with a fat retirement account, and you'll be living the dream. And Cornell, I think you told me in the last segment that's not exactly how it went down, was it?
Not exactly. As I said, when we left Michigan to come to Texas, we actually downsized the size of the home that we were in.
Yeah, and the reason I asked you to repeat that, and it's I don't think people really understand what the retirement journey is going to look like once they get to the end of the road. I really just don't think they understand that. I mean, my particular case, I was certainly not ready for retirement when it came time for me to separate from the military. I mean, were you feeling the same way when you left Ford Motor Company?
Oh, definitely. It's actually kind of backwards.
Yeah.
Because you retire, thinking you're going to build a better, more lucrative life, but it's kind of the opposite. You expect to downsize, and spend less money and go on less trips. And
yeah, don't be a burden on society, right?
We had good retirement funds, but it wasn't enough to live the lifestyle we thought we were going to be living.
Wow. This is a great time for me to talk about our expo. And the reason I'm going to talk about Expo right now is it's an opportunity for anybody who wants to check out real estate, or if you just happen to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member, to come hang out with us September 3rd and 4th in the Irving Convention Center. We're going to have probably well over 5,000 Lifestyles Unlimited members, plus people interested in understanding how real estate can change your life attending this event. If you want to get signed up, it's real easy. Just go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You'll see information about our expo. We'll actually give you an opportunity to attend the expo free of charge. And all that information is there on our website. Just go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Now, one of the other things that we do in conjunction with our expo, where we've got all these people sharing information and networking and doing all these great things, is we also do something called the Masters Road Tour. And what the Masters Road Tour is designed to do is to help people that are interested in maybe investing in multifamily apartment communities understand the mechanics of that investing. And Cornell and Vivian have been kind enough to offer up one of their properties, a 103-unit property that they just happen to be lead investors on. And you'll have an opportunity to go to their property. They will greet you when you arrive. You'll step off the bus, and they will take you through the property. They're going to give you a one over the world with regards to how they found the property, what they did to acquire the property, what they did to reposition that asset, and that is key right there. And more importantly, they're going to talk about the returns that that apartment community is creating for the investors, as well as the wonderful lifestyle that the residents enjoy. So, tell me a little bit about this 103 unit. I mean, what was this thing like when you guys found it?
Well, this 103 unit, the thing that sparked our eye about it, the reason we initially purchased it, because it was in an area where we had owned two other properties, so we knew the area. But the property was, as you hear the brokers say, untouched. It was untouched. The owner had it, I think, probably about 10 or 15 years, and he did not, he did the minimum just to keep it running to get the rent. So we actually saw that as an opportunity to take something that had been untouched and start it from ground up to make the end product the way we want it to be.
You said something that just really caught my attention, and it probably wouldn't have resonated with me had I not been a Lifestyles Unlimited member, but you said it sat untouched for 10 to 15 years. And that, you know what that sounded like to me? Opportunity.
Opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Opportunity. So how many properties did you actually look at before you figured out this is the one you wanted to go after?
We might have looked at maybe 5 or 6. Honestly, we were kind of in the mode of, after selling a few properties, of kind of just going passive. So we weren't really actively, seriously, going after properties at that point. This one just kind of if I could say it, fell in our lap.
Okay.
Yeah, so we saw it, and we're like, this is right up our alley. We can create a lot of value. We can take this thing and turn it around and make it beautiful, you know, enhance the neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what really caught our eye, was just the fact that it was, we knew the area really well, and we knew what we could do with the property.
And as she said, you know, we also learned, you know, from previous properties that we had purchased, I mean, they were at various stages of, as they would say, upgraded. We've upgraded our unit. We've done, you know, 50%. We have 20% classic. You know what that means. They've done their level of upgrading, their level of making the property, but they're not really consistent from one unit to the next. You know, you might have brown flooring in this unit, where you might have gray in the other one. It was whatever was on sale to them. That gave us the opportunity with this property to start from ground up to make them all the same.
So every unit that you walked into had like a different theme to it, or like, you know, different countertops. I mean, so everything was different, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Different color floor and different color
just
carpet.
Whatever they had at the time, you know, they used it. So it made the turns difficult. So in other words, when somebody moved out, if they damaged the floor, you didn't know where to get the flooring. So you ended up spending money to replace the whole floor because you couldn't patch it.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Right, that wasn't good. So we learned from previous, you know, purchases that if we could take something that hasn't been touched and just make it all the same, in the end, it's going to decrease the expenses of the property. So that was what caught our eye.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at pictures of the property right now, and I just recognized one of my favorite units, the hoarder unit. We come back from the break. You know what I'm talking about. We come back from the break. I'm going to talk about this hoarder unit. It's going to blow your mind. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me frame the picture for you. So Cornell and Vivian decide to buy this 103-unit apartment community. And as part of the process of buying an apartment community, you tour the entire facility. In other words, you look at everything. You go into every single unit because you have to have an understanding of what the condition of the unit is in, so that as you develop your plan to go through and update everything. And remember, like Cornell and Vivian said on this particular property, everything was piecemeal. It's like, you know, something broke, the handyman just went down to the Home Depot and whatever was in the sale bin, that's what he bought and he installed it. Well, that doesn't fly for how Cornell and Vivian do business. So they wanted to look at every unit. So one of the first units they walk into is a unit that should be very nice. It's a loft unit. In other words, you walk in, you've got this big open area, which is like your living common area, and then that blends into a nice kitchen area. With beyond that, there's other parts of the apartment, and then upstairs is a loft area where you would sleep. And this is a really popular floor plan, especially for the younger people in our society. These things apparently can't stay on the market. So anyhow, they open up this doorway to one of the first units, and it's a loft unit. And the first thing they see, piles and piles and piles of beer cans and Whataburger cups and trash bags. And I can't even make out 90% of the material that is just filling the space of this apartment. It is literally piled up to the second level of the property. Yeah, I'm looking at beer cans literally almost touching the bottom level of the loft. And then I'm looking at the stairway, which goes from the bottom floor up to the loft, and it's just littered with trash. And somebody was living there. So what did you guys do about that?
Well, of course, we closed the door pretty quick.
What did it smell like? I got to ask, what did it smell like?
Oh, I couldn't even go in there. It turned my stomach. So it was pretty bad. And so we knew. So what we did was when we were able to get that gentleman to move, we turned that particular unit into our model. And so everybody that toured that property saw that after picture. So they had no idea what it looked like before. But we turned it into a beautiful loft like you would see in downtown Dallas.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at, too, because I'm looking at a well-finished unit. It's got beautiful flooring. You have accented walls. You have proper lighting. The whole unit is very inviting. There's this gorgeous backsplash across the back of the kitchen area that matches the flooring that just kind of completes the picture. I'm just telling you, if I were walking into this unit, I would feel like I was at home, which is a complete opposite to what that thing looked like. So I'm guessing when you guys like opened the door and peeked in, you probably just checked the box that said, tear the whole thing out.
Exactly.
And mind you, with the beer cans, we had two laborers, and it took them 2 days to clean that unit out.
I'm guessing you probably filled up one of those roll-off dumpsters too, huh?
You got that right.
Yeah, because that's the amount of material that's actually in that unit. I mean, somebody was actually living like that, you know? And wow. I mean, do you guys tolerate that in your apartment communities?
No, sir.
Okay, just checking,
No. No. Yeah, we couldn't get rid of him fast enough, so.
Was he paying on time, at least?
He was, you know.
Okay.
Remarkably, at least he was actually a pretty good payer, you know, pretty good renter. So other than he just would never let us in his apartment. So you know why.
Yeah, and I see exactly why. So Give me an idea of cost. Like, how much did you spend? Just give me a ballpark, like per unit on this particular property to bring everything up to your standard.
Okay. So if we're talking about just the unit itself, for that one, probably anywhere from about $5,000 to $6,000. Oh, yeah, that's just the labor. Excuse me. The material, probably another couple thousand dollars, $2,500, I think. So probably about $9,000 per unit. That's the smaller one, and it went up from there. So a two-bedroom, two-bath would probably be close to $11,000.
Okay. Now, there are people listening to you right now that don't understand the mechanics of why you would spend $9,000 to $11,000 per unit to fix these units up. Can you explain to us why you would do that?
Okay, so apartment complexes are valued based on the net operating income, which is basically the income minus the expenses. So when you go in and you're able to rehab these apartments, you're able to also, of course, raise the rent substantially. So like that loft, we were able to raise the rent about $100 a month, okay? So when you value that across the whole property, that increases the property value significantly.
And also, if they're thinking about, you know, where can you spend $9,000,
right.
I mean, that includes everything. Like, that includes the new cabinets, the new flooring, the new quartz countertops, new black appliances, new light fixtures, new faucets, new paint inside and out. I mean, that's
tubs.
How,
I mean, you pretty
tubs.
Much touched every single surface of that apartment.
That's how you get to the $9,000.
Now, did you have to spend that much on all of your units, or is that really just kind of the roll-up?
Oh, we spent that because, like we said, we made them all pretty much exactly the same. So each unit had the same light fixtures, the same flooring, the same countertops. For the most part, we ended up having to change the countertops a little bit at the end because the supply dried up. But everything, it still had quartz countertops, just a different color. So every single thing in that apartment is exactly the same as the next one. So, of course, the floor plans are different as far as, you know, a loft as opposed to one bedroom or two bedroom, but the surfaces, everything was the same, paint colors, flooring, everything.
Yeah, I'm just doing some mental math here, and I'm guessing you probably injected at least $1 million into this property to get it up to your level of satisfaction.
Right. Totals was what, $1.5 million, because we also did air conditioners, we did windows, we did parking lot, we did resurfacing the pool, we rehabbed, we renovated the office. So total was $1.5
million. Wow. Where'd you get that money?
Well, we happen to be part of Lifestyles Unlimited, and we have very great partners within Lifestyles as passive investors who want to invest in properties, and we were able to raise money that way, and then, of course, with loans for the property. That's where it came from.
How many passive investors did you bring alongside you into this deal?
Well, we have 15 other passive investors, 16 total with ourselves. So
16 families came together, really, 15 came together and basically leaned on one family, yours, and said, you know what? We believe in you. We know you've got a great track record. As a matter of fact, we know Vivian's got a wonderful eye for what looks great. And you know what? We're on board. Do great things for us. We have nothing but faith and confidence in you. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to them about what that kind of pressure really feels like. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So as we went to break, we were talking a little bit about money, and specifically the money necessary to renovate apartment communities. And Cornell and Vivian were telling me that in their most recent purchase, this 103-unit property, which will be on our Master's Road Tour as a part of our expo, September 3rd and 4th, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. All the information is there. They spent a lot of money to take a property that was kind of tired and worn out. I mean, they flat out looked at this property and knew it probably had about 10 to 15 years worth of deferred maintenance. They understood that the previous owner was just kind of operating it to make money and was not interested in putting money back into the asset. As a result of that, Cornell and Vivian, they saw the opportunity that this property had. And as a matter of fact, even though they were considering transitioning away from being lead investors and moving more towards being passive investors, they couldn't let this deal get away. They couldn't. And what they did was they reached out to the Lifestyles Unlimited community and said, we've got this opportunity for you. If you're interested, let us know. Well, they selected 15 Lifestyles Unlimited members to come alongside them to provide the additional funding that they needed to do this deal. They needed the additional capital because of the money required of this property to bring it back to its glory days. And that's exactly what their game plan was. So I left the last segment saying that, you know, there might have been a lot of pressure on you guys because you've raised all this money from 15 other families. They've given you the money and they've trusted you with the money. So what was the pressure like for you guys?
A lot of sleepless nights.
Now, why is that?
Well, you know, because we take this very seriously, and these people, like you said, they have entrusted us with their hard-earned money. And so we knew, you know, real estate works. We know through the education that we've got through Lifestyles, we know what to do, but you're still responsible for people's money. We were more worried about their money than we were our own money, you know. So it's a lot of pressure, but we knew in the end everything would work out. But, you know, as humans, sometimes we're short-sighted, and we can only see what's right in front of us. So every day we're looking at, we've got to do this, we've got to get to this point, we've got to meet these metrics, you know. So that's where the pressure comes in, and just making sure that we do right by our partners.
So really the pressure was more in line with responsibility.
Right, yeah, absolutely, right.
Yeah, you know, and I got to say, there are places where people can invest their money, where the people that you give your money to don't really care whether or not they get that money back to you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't exist in Lifestyles Unlimited, does it?
Oh, no.
No. These people have become our friends, you know, so it's not just about the money, you know, it's about relationships as well. So that's what the Lifestyles Unlimited family is all about.
So what kind of returns are you projecting for this particular property? Where's it at right now? What's it doing for you?
Well, on this particular property, we actually, as I said, you know, we bought it back in 2019 and went to rehab it. And we said, you know, like 18 to 24 months rehab and being able to refinance. And really recently, that's exactly just what we did in March. We refinanced the property, and the next quarter will be the first quarter that we'll be doing distributions. So we're looking at distributions in the neighborhood of 8-9%.
And so also, when you refinance, you're pulling out cash, you know, out of the property. So our partners have actually gotten about 50% right now of their initial investment back. And then they're still going to be getting distributions going forward of 8 to 9%.
What's the long-term hold for this property?
It's going to be a long-term hold. We put a 10-year loan on it, so we're looking at holding it probably at least the 10 years.
What do you think it will do as far as valuation?
Well, we bought the property for $6 million, and when we refinanced, they valued it at over $12
million. Whoa, slow down. Say those numbers again, please.
In 2 years, we bought it for $6.8 million, and we refinanced. They valued it at $12 million, and I would be willing to bet if we put it on the market, it would be quite a bit more than that if we sold it.
Okay,
because
so let me.
At the time we actually refinanced, we still, you know, had some units to go. As far as rehabbing, we had a few units that, you know, had not reached the peak rental, and
right.
Now they've all been renovated at the higher rental rate.
I'm just sitting here going, man, why couldn't I get into this deal? Because I'm like, you know, I mean, the type B in me is trying to come out right now. It's like I want to break out a spreadsheet because I'm like, all right, so you bought it for 6.8. You dropped 1.5 into it. So what, your all-in cost is what? What is that, 8.3? Come on, you're the engineer, Cornell. Help me here. But so 8.3, and now it's worth $12 million, and that's probably on the light side. So essentially, you just increase the value of that property by $3.7 million. That's what that $1.5 million investment did for you. It increased your value on your property by $3.7 million in 2 years. Am I close?
In 2 years.
Holy smokes, you guys. Now I know why, Cornell. I get it. Why you're not sitting on the couch retired anymore, because when this thing showed up, you did the math and you went, oh, this one will not get away from us.
And tax. Now you can understand why we invested heavily in it.
Yeah, yeah. Were you in a position where you could have taken this down by yourself?
If we liquidated quite a bit of the rest of our portfolio, possibly, yes. But at the time, we wanted to keep the rest of our portfolio, so we decided to bring on partners and do it that way.
Okay, so it was just a business decision, really.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. Have you ever visualized dollar bills with little wings on them? You know, I'm just, that's where my mind's at right now. Did you ever think, in your wildest imagination, when you moved from Detroit down to Dallas, that you would be owner-operators of 649 units of multifamily apartments, and you'd be making so much money in the way of wealth and passive income? Did you even think this is where you would be 13 years ago?
Not in our wildest dreams. Not in our wildest dream. I can remember when we purchased one of our larger properties, like the 180-unit property, and we took out the loan, and we said, you know, did we ever envision we'd be taking out a loan on a property for over $9 million? No way.
Right.
No way.
And having back then we thought, well, maybe we'll buy a 20-unit in ourselves and just run that and use that as retirement money for the rest of our life or whatever. That's where we were before we came into Lifestyles, but the roadmap that Lifestyles showed us totally turned us in the opposite direction. So we had no idea. We had no idea that we would be in the position that we're in right now.
So back in 2008, when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, we all go through the course, and the first thing the instructor tells us to do, and it's probably Dell for you guys, was write down your goals, right? What did you initially write down as your initial goal? Where were you trying to get to back in 2008?
I think we were just trying to park our money somewhere and have a decent cash flow to live on and maybe take a few trips a year, and that's pretty much it. We weren't looking, you know, we really had no idea this was even available to us as far as, you know, the syndication of deals and partnering up with people and all that. So we really, I mean, a 20-unit was it for us. We're like, wow, if we could own a 20-unit, we'd be making it, man. You know, 20 units, that would be great. So that's where we were at. Our goal was just to have maybe $5,000 more a month or something, and we'd be living like kings.
Yeah, you wrecked that goal pretty quick, didn't you? Right?
Right.
Wow. First of all, I got to thank you guys for being on the show today. And I do have to thank you so much for allowing us to showcase your property as part of the Expo and the Masters Road Tour. This is a phenomenal opportunity for anybody trying to figure out how to do real estate correctly. And I'll tell you what, if you're trying to figure out how to do this correctly, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Sign up for our free workshop. That's what Cornell and Vivian did back in the day. And look at the results.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.